Leader of the Islamic Revolution warns the Zionist regime against any action against the interests of the Islamic Republic. Iranian president underlines the importance of growing collaboration among the regional countries for global security and prosperity. China's February crude oil imports from Iran increases by more than 80%. And acting Palestinian Authority chief says there could be no talks with the Zionist regime without a freeze on settlement construction. In the name of God, the Compassionate, the Merciful, hello and welcome. I'm Ali Reza Madadi with the latest coming to you live from Tehran. First of all, leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, says Iran would raise Tel Aviv to the ground if the Zionist regime launches a military strike against the Islamic Republic. Ayatollah Khamenei made the remark in an address to large crowds of people in the northeastern Iranian city of Mashhad on the occasion of Nowruz, which marks the Iranian New Year. The leader said the Zionist regime authorities sometimes threaten Iran, but they know that if they do something against the country, the Islamic Republic will raise Tel Aviv and the occupied city of Haifa to the ground. The leader pointed out that the enemy seeks to create hurdles through sanctions and threats and downplay Iran's achievements through propaganda as its two major strategies against the Iranian nation. He added that the center of conspiracy and the basis of hostility with the Iranian nation is the US government. The leader pointed to the effects of West's embargoes against the country over its nuclear energy program, saying besides the negative effects of the sanctions, a highly positive impact also took place and the huge potential of the Iranian nation was activated and the talent of the youth of our country flourished. The leader alluded to the repeated offers of direct talks with the Islamic Republic by the United States and said he were not opposed to talks with regard to the nuclear issue, but certain issues must be clarified. Touching on Iran's comprehensive negotiations with the P5+1, Ayatollah Khamenei said that Washington does not want the talks to come to a conclusion, adding that with regard to the nuclear issue, Iran only wants the recognition of its rights to enrichment. Elsewhere in his remarks, Ayatollah Khamenei pointed to Iran's 11th presidential election in June and called for a high turnout in the poll in a bid to disappoint the enemy and ensure national security. Now, the Iranian president has underlined the importance of growing collaboration among the regional countries for the achievement of global security and prosperity. President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad made the remark on Thursday at the 4th International Nowruz Festival on the occasion of the Persian New Year held in Turkmenistan's capital of Ashgabat. He said universal interaction and cooperation would help ensure peace and security in the region as well as the interests of regional countries. The president underlined that today, despite the hopes and goals, there exists insecurity and hardship in some of the countries in the region and across the world. He added that such problems have their roots in the intervention of arrogant powers that seek their own powers in poverty, insecurity, and weakness of others. The Iranian president also called on the regional countries to be vigilant against the plots by colonial powers to establish new bases in the region or endanger the security and sovereignty of regional countries. In the meantime, and on the sideline of the Nowruz festival, Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad held talks with his Pakistani counterpart, Asif Ali Zardari. The Iranian and Pakistani presidents reaffirmed the two countries' resolve to enhance their bilateral relations in different areas. Now, the 24th Fleet of Iran's Navy has docked at a port in Sri Lanka after patrolling Southeast Asia's Strait of Malacca and successfully conducting its mission in the Indian and Pacific Oceans. The commander of the 24th Fleet of Iran's Navy said the flotilla anchored at the port of Colombo, which is the largest and busiest port in Sri Lanka, on Thursday. Captain Said Omid Golestane added that the armada conveys the message of peace and friendship to regional countries, eastern and southeastern Asian states in particular. The Iranian Navy's 24th Fleet of Warship, comprising Sabalon destroyer and Khark helicopter carrier, docked in Zhangjiagang port on May 4th after sailing 13,000 kilometers in 40 days. In recent years, Iran's navy has been increasing its presence in international waters to protect naval routes and provide security for Iranian merchant vessels and tankers. A recent report shows that China's February crude oil imports from the Islamic Republic of Iran have increased by more than 80% compared to the corresponding period last year. China, which is Iran's top crude oil consumer, bought nearly 2 million tons of Iranian crude in February, equivalent to over 520,000 barrels per day. Earlier this month, China's biggest refiner announced that it would process more Iranian crude oil at its second largest plant in 2013. At the beginning of 2012, the United States and the European Union imposed new sanctions on Iran's oil and financial sectors. Over 42 people have been killed and some 84 others injured in a terrorist explosion inside a mosque in the Syrian capital, Damascus. According to Syrian sources, a bomber blew himself up inside Al-Iman Mosque in the Mazara neighborhood of the capital on Thursday. Top Sunni cleric Muhammad Saeed Ramadan, in his 90s, is reported to be among the dead. Foreign-backed militants fighting against the Syrian government also fired mortar shells at a sports stadium in the western city of Idlib. The attack caused only material damage. Meantime, two Syrian civilians were also killed and more than 20 others injured in a terrorist car bombing in the western city of Homs. In other news, the United Nations said it would launch an independent investigation into the recent use of chemical weapons in the Syrian unrest, terming it a crime against humanity. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon announced the decision on Thursday, a day after the Syrian government called for an independent inquiry into the terrorist chemical attack in Aleppo. And before we continue, here is a recap of our top stories. Leader of the Islamic Revolution warns the Zionist regime against any action against the interests of the Islamic Republic. Iranian president underlines the importance of growing collaboration among the regional countries for global security and prosperity. China's February crude oil imports from Iran increased by more than 80%. An acting Palestinian Authority chief says there could be no talks with the Zionist regime without a freeze on settlement construction. As I just mentioned, acting Palestinian Authority chief Mahmoud Abbas has told visiting US President Barack Obama that there could be no talks with the Zionist regime without a freeze on settlement construction. Abbas made the remark on Thursday after Obama urged Palestinians to restart the so-called peace talks with the Zionist regime. Meanwhile, hundreds of Palestinians in the West Bank and Gaza took to the streets in demonstration against Obama's visit. The demonstrators said Obama was not doing enough to stop the Zionists' illegal settlement activities.
Obama's speech in Ramallah does not mean anything and has no promises for our Palestinian nation. And he continues to stress the American position that calls for direct negotiation without preconditions, which is the same position of the Zionist regime.
People are demonstrating against the biased position of the United States to Israel, demanding that President Obama should be even-handed, demanding that he should take immediate action to stop settlement activities, because the passivity of his position regarding settlements is happening while the very last option of two-state solution is being killed by Israeli settlements. And so there is no time.
Now, anger and discontent is growing across crisis-hit European states as officials of more affluent EU countries are pushing others to cut on expenses. My colleague from Athens has the scoop.
International fury soars exponentially over an unprecedented tax levy imposed on people with Cypriot bank accounts by the latest Eurogroup comprised of finance ministers. The announcement came over last weekend and was introduced as part of a 10 billion euro bailout by the Troika. After multiple protests in Greece, Spain and Italy, Cypriots entered the relay against austerity in a decision that broke with previous practices whereby depositors' savings remained untouched. While people were taking to the streets of Athens, stock markets fell on concern the decision could trigger developments in the island of Cyprus, thus giving birth to a new financial crisis in the 17-nation eurozone. After the first international shock, France, Germany, and the European Central Bank have rushed to emphasize they were not behind the decision. Back home, the Cypriot parliament yielded no result on the bill that would approve the controversial levy and the bailout package. The original agreement suggested 9.9 and 6.7% levies on Cypriot deposits above and below the amount of 100,000 euros. The second, the so-called improved deal, would impose a 12.5% crisis tax on savings larger than 100,000 and leave smaller deposits with a trimmed 3% burden. As European powerhouses and the Cypriot government try to finalize the bailout deal for the country's banks, the citizens of Cyprus and now also Greece are making their opinions heard. Protesters in Athens who gathered outside the building of the European Commission expressed their outrage over the bailout and held up banners and flags against the controversial deal. Banks in Cyprus will remain closed on Tuesday and Wednesday until a decision is made, an element of pressure on the Cypriot parliament and international creditors alike. Last week's decision of the Eurogroup of Finance Ministers to impose a new levy tax on Cypriot bank account deposits has created a fury throughout the country. After Cyprus, now Greece is also experiencing protests while people are taking to the streets against the European institutions. Lukas Germanos, Shabaka Kabar, Athens.
Meantime, the Eurogroup chairman said on Thursday that Cyprus poses a systematic risk to the eurozone. The Mediterranean island faces the prospect of bankruptcy since its parliament voted unanimously against a levy on bank deposits to raise almost 6 billion euros demanded by the eurozone, in addition to a 10 billion euro rescue.
In the present situation, I think there is definitely a systemic risk, and I think that the the unrest of the last couple of days has proven this, unfortunately. The levy I can strongly defend because it is a direct way to ask a contribution of the deposits of the banking sector in Cyprus, which is inevitable if you want to build a package which doesn't bring more loans and more debt to Cyprus than the 10 billion I mentioned before. I still think it's probably inevitable that there will be some kind of levy in the final package that we will agree upon. And I hope, as many members in the Euro group with me hope, that it will be a fair package in a way that it addresses the burden sharing in a fair way.
Het heeft wel meteen een vliegende start gemaakt in Europa. Vorig jaar.
And finally, Lufthansa has had to cancel almost 700 flights as workers went on a strike early on Thursday to put pressure on the German airline ahead of a new round of wage talks on Friday. Lufthansa, which is Europe's biggest airline by revenue, has said it wants to freeze pay and ask employees to work 1 hour more each week to help it maintain competitive in the tough market.
Arrived here, we know that the flight of Lufthansa will be cancelled. It's a big problem because we have no information.
Well, that's it for me now. Thank you very much indeed for joining us. Goodbye.